Hello, everyone. I'm Garland McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and this is Revealing Better Results. And today we have a special guest on Revealing Better Results. We have Dr. Monica Hayes. And today's show is brought to you by Exquisite Conglomerate Communications and Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And Dr. Hayes is the author of Pure Pleasure, a collection of erotic interludes. And welcome to the show, Dr. Hayes. Great to have you on Revealing Better Results today. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm good. Thank you for this opportunity to share with you and with your audience.
Oh, no problem. No problem. You have an interesting background. And, you know, we all want to get to know you better and hear a little bit about your book and, you know, go from there. And
sounds good.
Well, my first question is, most of your career, you've served as a mental health professional. Now, how did you get involved in writing erotica?
That's an excellent question. Actually, for the most part, it's been education as well as mental health. And I think that one of the things that had occurred to me was that there was so much emphasis on dysfunction, sexual dysfunction. Folks, couples that were having problems with sex, and so much had been written about it and talked about it. And my thought was, well, what about folks that aren't having problems, but who might be interested in learning ways to enhance, to improve on, to try new things, that there would be an audience for people who didn't necessarily have a venue, a vehicle to talk, because as I listened to even my own friends over the years, I found that people didn't actually discuss sex, the do's and don'ts, the tries and trails and so on, and actually use the words. And so what I wanted to do was to provide an opportunity for folks to talk about sex, talk about what they do, why they do, what they like, what they haven't tried, what they might want to try, what the fantasies are.
Okay.
Things like that.
Okay. Well, with Pure Pleasure, a collection of erotic interludes, being your first book, you know, who have been your supporters for promoting your book? Or who?
When you say supporters, do you mean in terms of publications or audiences?
Audiences.
Okay. Audiences have been wonderfully diverse in terms of age and gender and socioeconomic status even. I find that one of my earliest supporters was my son, and he often shared my book with his age groups, and they were very receptive.
Wow.
I found that one of the people that first suggested to me that I do an audio version of the book was an older person, a very staunch church-going person, who said that she really liked the sound that came from the book, and she wanted to hear it when she wanted to hear it, that reading was sufficient, but that she thought it would be a different experience altogether to hear it. So it's been very well received, thankfully, by folks who have either bought the book or who have come to readings that I've done when invited by friends to just host something in someone's home. It's been very well received.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll tell you, I like the audio version. So
you do?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's great. Well.
So for you, the audio was a better vehicle than the written word.
Well, I wouldn't say better. I'd say it made the book come alive.
Okay. Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you. Well,
tell the audience about the event where you made $500 that day.
We have an event here that is called What Women Want. and they get vendors ranging from makeup or clothing, pocketbooks, jewelry, Mary Kay products, you name it. And these are people that come, and there were 5,000 women that come. It's something that takes
Wow.
place annually. And generally speaking, there have been 5,000 people that have come. And it's women of all ages. And they come oftentimes seniors with their daughters. Sometimes it's younger moms, grandmoms who are helping to raise their grandkids. And so there are children involved. And so my thought was, how do I present this in an atmosphere that's very supportive, sisterhood, that kind of thing, but that would also involve children? So I had chocolate candies on the table, but all of the baskets and things that I had put together, I did it in a way that it was enclosed with ribbons so that the moms who would win the basket would be something they could take home without kids seeing what was inside. And what I found, sadly, I have to say, is that for a lot of the women, sex was something that was tiresome, that they were tired at the end of the workday, tired after cleaning the house, getting the kids ready for bed, those kinds of things. Lots of women said, no, my guy is wonderful and I don't need anything. Or you had women who would say, girl, it's been so long since there was a man, I don't even think about it anymore. And so my thought was, for all of them, whether your man is wonderful or not, and blessings on those who have that, but that doesn't say you guys together can't have an even better situation. This is not about you have a problem and I'm here to fix it. It's that really good communication enhances. And so there's something for everybody. And for those who don't have a partner, well, where does it begin? It begins with your brain. It begins with yourself. And so you love yourself, which teaches you what you want, what you need, so that when there is someone, you know exactly how to ask for what you want, to say what you want.
There it is. There it is. And with that, we're going to take a quick break here on Revealing Better Results. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Today, I think I'm in the mood for some coffee, and later on, I might want some chai tea. Well, I know exactly who to call for all of my beverage needs. Exquisite Barista Services, the friendly mobile barista services servicing Charlotte and all surrounding areas, preparing fresh, flavorful, custom-created coffee and chai tea beverages for all occasions to quench all of your thirst needs. If you have a meeting, got training sessions, or just a general celebration, they've got every beverage you need. Visit www.exquisitebarista.com to book now or call 704-659-3495. 704-659-3495.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
We're back with Revealing Better Results. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And we're talking with Dr. Monica Hayes, and she has given us some great news about her book. And a good story that came along before we just left. And we're back, and I'm going to head right back with the questions here. And one of the main questions I wanted to ask you, Dr. Hayes, is, you know, what groups do you feel your book caters to couples, young folks, or the older generation, or is it a combination?
Well, the first book, and I didn't approach it this way, but feedback that I got from folks that had read it was that I had written from a woman's perspective. Mm-hmm. And so I found in some of the readings that I did that the gentleman in the audience would say, I'm going to get this for my lady, mm-hmm. which was interesting because I wasn't exactly sure what that dynamic was about, you know, because my interest is in having couples read together.
So I
have to walk a chalk line between the author and the clinician, and so I sometimes don't follow up on questions that I might want to ask because that's not the role that I'm playing at the time.
Right.
I also found that young people were very curious, interested, they asked great questions. Lots of women would say things like, I thought it wasn't nice to talk like that. Or I thought nasty was a bad thing. And so the conversations that ensued, nasty is the state of mind. You know, if you're fixing in the kitchen and you're baking and you get your fingers in the seasoning so that you season with love and attention, mm-hmm. somebody might look at your hand and say, you know, that's nasty. But it's a good thing. It's bringing about really rich tasting food.
Right.
So nasty, I'm trying to help people understand that, you know, there's nasty and then there's nasty. I find that what I'm doing with the subsequent writing that I'm currently engaged in, I want to focus on older folks because many of the women that I met at the larger event seemed to feel the time had passed them by. And I'm talking about seniors now, real seniors, older folks. I want them to know that as long as you use it, it's there for you. That, you know, if you're talking with your spouse, your partner, your friend, whatever the situation is, if your knees are bad, and that gets in the way, we can talk about some other things that you can do. If your back is bad, similar kinds of suggestions can be made. So to say I can't is not where I want folks to go. I want to know how. Because I want to keep this going.
Right. Right. Now, would you say your book helps people role play in the bedroom?
They certainly can.
Okay.
All right. I was in a situation where people that were reading the book actually got up and left the party because they wanted to go home and try some of it. So, you know, I think that's motivation.
Wow. Would you say the book also empowers people with their sexuality as well?
Well, I think it for certain empowers women. I think particularly in this first one.
Okay.
Because the interludes are written to say, I choose, I want, I need. And even in some of what some folks might say would be daring and outlandish, it's joyful and it's powerful. And in sometimes it's even a spiritual connection.
Right.
Because a woman is in a situation where she is deciding what it is that she wants.
There you go. Okay.
And not afraid to get it.
Okay. Well, how can people obtain a copy of your book? Do you mind sharing your email address with the audience so they can contact you directly?
It's Pure Pleasure Erotica, PureErotica.com at Gmail. No, Pure, Monica, Pure Pleasure Erotica at gmail.com.
There you go. Okay. Pure Pleasure Erotica at gmail.com.
That's correct.
All right. Well, great. Well, everyone, you've been listening to Revealing Better Results. I'm your host, the consulting guy, and you've been listening to Show 71 with special guest Dr. Monica Hayes. And have a great week, everyone.
Open your mind, see through the lies, the truths to be admired. Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.